The project is called Harrison Ethanol. It will include an ethanol factory using millions of bushels of corn to produce the gasoline additive. At the same location, thousands of dairy and beef cattle will live in fully enclosed barns. And then there's the small power plant, which will be fueled by manure produced by the cattle. Wendell Dreve is the project's director.
I think the nicest way of describing our project, it's a vertically integrated, agriculturally based industrial development.
Dreve began working on the project nearly 4 years ago. He's retired from the oil and gas industry and built a home in eastern Ohio farm country. His neighbors approached him about starting up a corn-powered ethanol factory, something that hasn't existed in Ohio in a decade.
I told them that I didn't think we could build a ethanol plant in Ohio because there are no state subsidies. So we had to figure out a way to raise the revenue streams internally. And the only way we could figure out how to do that was to employ animals.
The 12,000 cattle housed on site will eat the main byproduct of ethanol production, a corn mush called distiller's grains. The cattle will generate money, too, from sales of milk and meat. But the cattle will create manure, lots of manure, about 50 million gallons of it a year. Dreve has a solution for that, too, a power-generating anaerobic digester.
It eliminates nearly all of the odor. It processes all of the wastes from all the entire facility. So it's like an industrial waste treatment plant on site.
60 times a day, manure will be flushed out of the animal barns and into the digester, a large cement structure where the manure is broken down by microbes.
And at the other end, you get water and methane and carbon dioxide and some solids.
The methane will run power generators, creating green energy, which can be sold at a premium. The carbon dioxide from the manure will be sold to make carbonated sodas. This would be the first anaerobic digester powered by cattle manure in Ohio, and one of only a handful nationwide. Dreve says his digester will be much better for the environment than open-air manure lagoons, the cheaper method most commonly used by farmers. But not everyone agrees. Bill Wyda is an economist and director of the Grace Factory Farm Project, which opposes large concentrated animal farms. Wyda says most anaerobic digesters are paid for with some kind of government assistance. Harrison Ethanol is no exception. The project received a $500,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to help pay for the digester.
No one in their right mind who was looking for an economic investment would build a digester. The only reason you'd build one is if you had some sort of a government subsidy that would help pay for it.
Harrison Ethanol is also receiving $70 million in financing assistance from the state of Ohio. In fact, the company indicates it got some very good legal and accounting help to find the perfect location for the project to take advantage of state and federal tax credits. Add to that federal ethanol subsidies and federal subsidies for corn production, and Harrison Ethanol is getting plenty of help from taxpayers. Ken Cook is executive director of the Environmental Working Group. He says ethanol might reduce air pollution and reliance on foreign oil, but it is not economically viable without those huge taxpayer subsidies.
The worry is that what we're really doing is bailing out failed agricultural policy with heavily subsidized energy policy. We're going into the corn industry with another set of subsidies to basically turn corn that would have been exported at a loss into corn that is used to make fuel at a loss to taxpayers.
That's not how state officials see it. Bill Teets is a spokesman for the Ohio Department of Development, which has been working to bring several ethanol plants to the state.
We think that this is a great project because you help farmers, you create manufacturing, you have something that helps benefit the environment, and it seems to be a good type of project that we can really benefit from.
And if everything goes as planned, Wendell Dreve will build two more ethanol and cattle operations in Ohio. He's already secured tax dollars from state and federal sources for those plants. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamara Keith.